So I was thinking, I had this interview for a job, and it was with an English department, kind of doing their social media and stuff. And one of the things, they asked me some question about, you know, what are some of the, like, messages or things I'd like to talk about on there if I got the job. And I was talking about how I was an English major, and so, of course, I've heard all the things like, you know, oh, so you got your four-year barista degree, and so on. And I didn't talk about this part, how I was like, I don't totally disagree. But it's a question for a lot of people, like a lot of writers or creatives is like, well, should I get a degree in English and then, you know, get an MFA and do that stuff? Or should I do something else? And I guess I'm of two minds about it. I think on one hand, the good thing is, yeah, like you're in college, and if you are really interested in something like painting, it's certainly going to benefit you to take a bunch of art classes. It'll help you engage in your hobby or, you know, passion or whatever you want to call it. And it gives you focused study time on that very thing that you're interested in, which I think is great. And you might not get that again in your life, so maybe it's not such a bad idea to engage in it at that time, right? You might not, most people don't go to college twice, so you might not get a chance to do that. I had a professor who was like, don't go to school in order to get a job. So in other words, she was kind of saying, don't be thinking about the end game job part of what your degree is. Be thinking about what are you interested in, what do you want to do. And I thought that was good advice in a way, which is that because most people I know aren't exactly in jobs that are based on their degree, right? Their degree of study. I mean, some people, but most people I know kind of just end up in a job of some kind, and that's what they do. I know someone who is like in journalism who just works at like a, I don't know, automotive repair. I know someone who majored in like psychology who works in a library. I mean, all this stuff. So it's kind of, it is good advice in that way. I mean, the flip side though is, okay, sometimes I think, you know, if I'd gotten a degree in accounting or finance or whatever, and then I'd gotten an accounting job, I could do that. That's very steady work. It's pretty easy to find work. Or, you know, you get something in, like, HR. Because, like, you go to a company, and you'd find out as an adult, you're like, okay, even if a company is shutting down, the last people to leave are finance and HR. There's a lot of advantages to that. So it's very steady, which means that you can do things like, you know, if I wanted to pursue an MFA, let's say, later, I could. Because it's usually a little bit more flexible. You have to work hard. But on the other hand, you have a lot more stability. So it's kind of six of one, half dozen the other. It's not very helpful advice. I mean, here's the thing I think to watch for with any sort of writing advice. Is that, like, most people will just tell you to do it the way they did it. In other words, I think when people are asked about advice, they A, only feel like they can talk about the way they did it, and B, think that you're asking them, well, if I wanted my life to look like yours, how would I go about it? When I don't think that's really what people are asking. I think they're really asking, if I want my life to look like how I want it to look, how do I go about that? And then they're asking someone who wrote a book that question, which that's an insane person to ask that insane question. So as far as it goes, I think it's like, you know, the other thing about doing the degree that's like steady or whatever is it may be your dream to be a writer in college, and you may discover once you leave college that you have a different dream. Like maybe you decide, when you're in college, you may be like, I don't care about having a family. And then when you leave, you're like, I'd like to settle down and have a family. You know, you meet somebody and that makes you think that. Or maybe you think, oh, I'd like to travel a lot. That's my big thing. And it's like, well, that's going to be a little easier to do if you're making a decent income and so on. So, I don't know. There's a lot of romance to the idea of the starving artist, I think, but I'm not sure if that's necessary. I don't know if it's necessary for the artist to be starving in order to be an artist or successful or whatever.